God sent foreign armies to conquer his own people.
Even though God loved his people, it was necessary for God to send Nebuchadnezzar and his army down upon the remainder of his people to capture them and take them away to Babylon, hundreds of miles to the east. Thousands of them died, and the Babylonians destroyed God's beautiful temple, which had been built by Solomon. The Jews were forced to leave their homeland and settle in a different land, where they became slaves to the Babylonians. Through the prophet Jeremiah, God promised that in 70 years, a remnant of the Jews would be allowed to return to Palestine to rebuild the temple, though it would be inferior in quality. Later, the Persians conquered the Babylonians and established their own empire. It was vast. Almost all of the Jews were still forced to continue being slaves to the Persians, but a few of them were permitted to return to their homeland, just as God had predicted.
Many years later, a strong military general from Greece named Alexander the Great rose up and conquered the entire Persian Empire. It took him only 11 years to accomplish this. He and his armies fought the Persians all the way to Egypt and India. People everywhere began to speak Greek.
In time, the Romans came from Italy in the west to take control of all the lands around the Mediterranean Sea, including Palestine. It was called the Roman Empire, and it lasted until 410 AD.